What's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of the Nothing But Greatness podcast. You already know who it is, your boy Neptune Jones. And today I'm joined by D-Nail.
Hey.
Wade Dollar Sign.
Hey, hey.
And nobody else. You know why? Because we fired DJ. We fired him. We have got.
That nigga's on a long-term suspension.
No. Yeah. He's terminated. He is out of here.
On behalf of HR, in the words of Joe Budden, you, sir, are in breach of your contract, and you are fired.
Fired. Not only did he miss this meeting that was scheduled, he missed last meeting that was scheduled. He ain't paid the Zoom fees in 3 months. And the nigga bald. Can't stand him.
And he always got a problem with what I be talking about.
Political ass nigga. Just political for no reason. No reason.
And he ain't RSVP'd my reception yet.
Oh.
See? Another reason to be fired. Letting the crew down.
And you better not start a spinoff or we suing.
Suing. And I hope his pockets are big because we suing for everything.
Everything.
I had to get another drink on that one. I ain't even celebrate my birthday because so I can trick off at the wedding. Drop a bomb for that.
So since it's now known that we fired DJ, we are hiring and looking for a new fourth cast member. So if you feel like it's you, go ahead and slide in the DMs, shoot us a message. You know, we'll try you out on a couple episodes.
Don't slide in the DM. Just send a comment.
Yeah, send an email. This is a strictly business. Send an email.
Send an email. Definitely. Other than that, how y'all fellas been?
That's not funny, my bad.
What's that? What now?
I'm out at my wit's end. I'm about to burn down the Chicken Shack.
Don't burn down the Chicken Shack.
Man.
At least bring the spicy nuggets to the party before you burn it down.
But
spicy tender strips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That spicy sandwich is good. I had one the other day.
I got two missions. I owe Roman numerals. I owe her some spicy flour too.
It's spicy flour?
Spicy flour.
Yeah, it's seasoned different from the regular flour.
Yeah, we need that too. We need that too.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's some chicken with this.
I told our friend in the Discord, I told her I'd send her some. I got several missions to do before I go.
Oh, Roman numeral.
It's a big heist.
Yeah. All right. Allegedly, by the way.
No, this is for sure, for sure.
We are.
Stop. He is going to jail.
I tried to save you, man.
You're going straight to jail.
No, I did it.
Well, since
you... That's a part of my job these days. I tried to save you, man.
Facts. You're a good HR manager, dog. You do your job.
Best HR in the world.
So before you go to jail, why don't you tell the world what was your dream job when you were a kid?
So before I knew anything, I was just like, yeah, mama, I'm going to be a scientist. It's just like,
I can see that.
What does a scientist do for real? So I was thinking about that about middle school. I don't know what the hell they do. So yeah, that's
why he was in the AR classes and shit.
Yeah, they're trying to be a scientist.
I was in there because I'd get bullied in the regular class.
you got bullied into doing your work and studying. Hey, bullying helps.
Bro, it's crazy.
Pro bullying.
That's crazy that we really went two different paths, dog. You studied hard and went to the AR classes. I was failing on purpose. Like, not fully, but I just didn't want to be in the smart classes because I didn't feel like it benefited anything.
Yeah, it didn't benefit me at all. I let all the white boys say nigga for no reason.
Hey.
Hey. What? Didn't he deny giving out N-word passes a couple episodes ago?
I didn't give out the passes. They would say nigga. It wasn't no niggas in my mama house. So then they put me on.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So it was just what you and who else was in there?
Stephen Harper.
Oh yeah.
My God. Outnumbered. Outnumbered and outmanned.
So you just let him say the hard R.
Just, I don't know how to. I think it was the regular hey, nigga.
I see where you went there, bro. That's sick.
Thank you.
I ignored it, but what was your dream job, Wade, man?
This is outnumbered and out, man. Y'all missed that. Oh man, whoa, cry. All right. My bad. All right. excuse me. Dream job, kid. Outside of the norm, be a basketball player. I was gonna be the next Kobe, but you know, that ain't happened. So since that was shot at like middle school, I wanted to be like the next Stephen A. Smith. And then I don't know why I didn't keep trying to do that, because y'all know I'm a sports person. Yeah. So I think drums took over. Then I just like let it go. But yeah, I should have kept like trying to do that.
Drums and coochie.
Right.
He let the coochie win the conscious battle.
Yeah. Playing drums and trying to figure out how that worked out. And then next thing you know, I graduated college. I'm like, oh, snap. I forgot about sports. Gotta figure this thing out.
The thing is, you still can, though, in your field of what you're doing.
Yeah, I was trying to before I ended up, like, doing a teaching thing. Because, like, with marketing, like, that's, like, everything. So, it was like, hey, I know sports. So, hey. But it never really happened at the time. But
I always say.
Ain't no.
create a handle. And just start doing quick videos on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
I helped my cousin with that. Now you're working at a news station now.
Yeah, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But I can definitely see the sportscaster thing, though.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I was on my way to doing. I don't know what happened.
I ain't gonna flex. Mine was, I wanted to entertain people in a way, like be a comedian, but I wanted to be a barber as well. And the shit was attainable as hell. But my parents didn't want me being a barber.
Oh, really?
Facts. Like, they just didn't. I hate it to this day. Because I'm just like, going to school, granted, it was cool for the experience. But the degree didn't serve its purpose to, you know what I'm saying, the fullest ability. I feel like I got more stress and debt than it really paying off for. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you was cutting hair in college, you would have had a totally different experience.
Facts.
And they had a barber school there.
That shit, no, but like, if you had like, I don't know, started working with your dad early on, and then you came to college cold as hell. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Patient would have been popping.
Especially maybe freshman year, because everybody like, where can I get my hair cut?
Right.
And it's right
there. Want me cutting hair, bro. Yeah. And now they're just like, oh, you know, if you don't like what you're doing now, you can go to barbering school. You gotta be 30 at this point. Granted, people do it still, but The debt ratio at this point, nah, I'm good. I ain't trying to take out no more financial aid.
Yeah, my sister did. She what finished at 32.
Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Come on, man.
And you got her own shop and everything. So
don't tell
doing
me
that. Here. Yeah, 32, 33, because you just turned 34. So, yeah, like last 2 years, went back to hair school, graduated, got a shop, all that.
If that's Joe Biden sad. Forgives 60, about 50 to 60,000, I'll go to barber school.
Yeah, I feel that.
I sign up today. Yeah. I wake up and Cleveland forgave some of my student loans.
You got to go to a Mexican barber school, Dominican barber school, though. Man, this haircut experience I just had a couple days ago, man, and the nigga put the foam shit on my head. You see that?
They got a little wave going on.
He put the foam shit in my head. I ain't got to wear no durag.
How much was it?
$30.
He paid for the foam.
That ain't bad.
Yeah, it ain't bad. The thing is, with us growing up in the city that we did, haircuts are still fairly cheap.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Can we pay in 20 to, well, I don't pay shit, but y'all do. Y'all paying like $20 to $30 for a haircut, but in Atlanta and all these other places.
Yeah, where y'all live now.
Yeah, because it's the barber I was going to. He was charging. They actually went up, and I had to like find somewhere else. But it was like 45 just for like a regular brush cut in a lineup. And they started charging taxes because they wanted you to set an appointment. I'm like, nah,
$40. I can drive home.
Yeah, I'm like, real 40. Like, nah. Once I drive home, pay 20. I do like 25 just to go up and come back. That's $40. And the haircut that I've been getting since I was in college.
See the family.
Yeah.
Haircut. You good.
Yeah.
I feel it. That's me. That's me.
Yeah. But yeah. But my man here, he just charged 20 because it's like his second job. So he just like, yeah, 20, cool. Like, all right. We'll stick with that.
Now y'all got me thinking about that shit. Damn.
Lucky you, free haircuts forever, bro.
Facts. That's facts. Damn. But yeah, the second part of just like, I wanted to entertain people. I ain't gonna flex. The persona I had was me with recording stuff in YouTube. If I wouldn't have gave a fuck about what people said and how they viewed me when I was recording, I could have been way bigger in the YouTube scene.
If you didn't have that breaking the bro code incident, you probably would have took off.
When did I break the bro? Bro, what?
Right, you use your think about it. Think about it.
You broke the bro code.
Broke the bro code about
man,
10 years
me
ago.
Personally,
I was still popping after that bro code incident.
No, but you would have been unleashed. You would have been off the chain. Yeah.
It been Drewski before Drewski.
Yeah, unscripted. I been the new undisputed. Yo, hey.
That's cool. I'm gonna invite one of them, if not both of them, on here one day.
Man, they ain't gonna be here.
Yeah, I was about to say that's gonna have to be a Zay Zay exclusive. Yeah,
no,
ain't no 05 energy on that.
Oh nah. Well, you know what? I would. We good.
Nah, man, we on the up and up.
I'll do it.
Nah, cause I just want to hear what their thought process was.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be here. Going to do it. You got to set it up, though.
I set it up. I sure would. Wait till the right moment. Wait till we get a little bit more buzz. I want to interview you. Hell, I'll go to High Point and do the interview in person. What was your thought process?
Yeah. Wait a minute, you're going too goddamn far now.
Nah, I got, because we need closure for that saga.
You need closure.
I'm about to say, I need closure. Because how dare she How dare she hit me up with that BS?
Yeah, bro, that was, what, 11 years ago?
And it proved nothing. It solved nothing. Her daughter was still being friendly the next day. She was fake
moving
mad
on,
in front
man.
Of her
moving
mom.
On, man. Moving on, man. Moving on. Moving on. Moving on, man. Moving on.
Nah. This is why I hate niggas. I hate niggas. I don't be letting shit go. You know what? I went out with some of my coworkers the other day and all that shit, and they had the nerve to bring up this incident that I had with a dude. Nigga pissed me off. So we got to swipe our badge going in the door, right? So I'm walking towards the door because I parked in the front. Nigga parked downstairs. So I'm walking towards the door. He see me when he walking upstairs. So we get to, we about to go get in the door at the same time, right? Hate this motherfucker, I swear. Like, if I could, I'd throw the trash can.
Trash coon.
Bro.
I ain't calling that man a coon, bro.
Coon. Like, it pisses me off so bad. Like, we walk in the door. We got to swipe our badge to get in the door. You know what I'm saying? If someone has the door open, you can swipe your badge behind them. I was so close to this nigga, my belly could have touched his back, dog. This nigga.
Pause.
Look, I don't know. No pause. Cause look, I'm telling this stuff, like, this is how bad it pisses me off. You got to understand. Bro, he swiped the car, opened the door, right? Nigga scooted in the door and pulled it closed and made eye contact with me when he closed it. Bro.
Hey, thought she was an intruder, bro.
Yeah, that's safety purposes, my nigga.
Yeah, safety. Yeah, one person per badge.
Nah, dog. It's been war ever since, dog. I just been waiting for the day. I promise, like, we pull up at the same time. I'm going to run to the door. I'm going to, bruh, some.
You going to hold the door for him and tell him good morning?
Nah, I'm going to pull this shit closed. Man, we both going to be late that day. Bro, he knew who I was. The nigga see me all the time. All
ain't
the time.
For sure.
It's only so few black dudes there.
Yeah, he's an uppity brother.
Uppity brother. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't grasp the concept. I'm telling y'all. He pulled it closed and made direct eye contact with me. And when he pulled it closed, he just walked off.
Hey, he just stuck his tongue out at you. Everything can say ahead to me, bro.
I'm still heated. Still heated to this day.
You can't get in.
You better not ever let me catch him off the premises, dog.
Like y'all was six. Y'all in the first grade.
Sick.
I do hate like when people hold a door open and it's at that awkward distance where like it's too far to shut it, but it's too close to like leave it open, or the other way around. So you gotta do that awkward jog to make it.
Yes.
Because they holding the door. I'm like, yeah, I hate that.
It's closing on me, dog. Just little this
thing. Yeah. And it's like a nasty jog. Like it's not like the athletic jog. It's just kind of like, all right, I'm trying to get here. Yeah, hate doing that. Like, come and shut it. Like, I'll walk.
Facts.
But yeah.
Fuck that nigga. Done threw me off the next topic, man. How are y'all with eating other people's food? Like, say if it's a work get together or a friends get together, are you asking did they cook it or buy it?
Man, so I got something similar that happened earlier today. It wasn't cooked food, though. So my teacher, neighbor class teacher, we was in a meeting earlier. So she was, like, eating, like, everything in her lunchbox. Like, she was, like, starving. So she was like, I was just so hungry, I'm starving. I was like, yeah. Like, me too. Like, that makes two of us. Like, I'm kind of starving, too. So she was like, well, I got this bar and I got some cucumbers. And I was like, I'll take the bar. I ain't had this before. So knowing I don't eat a lot of stuff, I shouldn't even took it. So I took it, opened it, and we sitting like right beside each other. So I bit it. And I tell you, it was like the nastiest thing I ever had. And I'm trying to chew it. So I'm like, yeah, this fear factor. Like, I just gotta get it down. I just gotta get it down. Ain't no other to chew it, whether to hold it in my mouth, whether to go to the bathroom. And like she's sitting beside me, so I couldn't be like, yeah, I don't like this. So I'm just holding it. So after I get the first bite down, they talking in the meeting. So I'm just holding the bar and I'm just like sitting like I'm really paying attention. So I had to like forget about the bar. And then at some point we finally was able to get up. So like I hurried up and like act like I took a bite and threw it away. But man, yeah, that bar was disgusting.
What
I
kind of
felt
bar
bad.
was
It said it was like strawberry cherry or something like that. I forgot the brand name of it. But
It's more cherry than strawberry.
it tastes like grape. I don't know what it was,
It
bro.
tastes like a grape.
You better be glad you
Oh
wasn't
no.
dealing with a Julius type person, boy. They would have been pissed.
Man, I appreciate the gesture, but I was dang, I shouldn't have took that bar.
Should have said them cucumbers, man.
Yeah, that's what after a while I was like, damn, I should have took the cucumbers, took what I knew.
Cucumbers taste like cucumbers every time.
Fact.
That's facts.
But yeah, but it wasn't like cooked food, but yeah, so I'm not taking any other snacks from nobody. I'm good, unless I know what it is.
The reason I had asked the question is because one of my old coworkers at Texas today talking about was she rude because someone had made cupcakes. And they brought it to the desk, like, oh, here's a cupcake. And she looked at the girl and was just like, did you bake this or did you buy it? And so it said a wrong.
That's a good question, though.
Is.
Is
It is. Because you can't eat everybody cooking.
What is she allergic
no.
to something?
What if she got cats? Or he?
Very true.
Right.
I know I got a dog, but my dog don't jump on the counter. You know
My
what I
white
mean?
friends, they cats don't be on the kitchen.
How do you know?
When I'm over there, the cats ain't in the kitchen.
Yeah, when you over there,
That's
they watching you.
I'm not keeping the
Yeah.
cat out in the kitchen either, though. It just don't go in there.
I
They
can't.
don't go in there. The two of them. I'm
But
good.
man, they be like petting their cats and then like stirring up the mashed potatoes. Like, you
Tossing the
can't be
salad.
doing that.
I've seen TikTok videos where people are showing how they cook, and the cat just walk by and pats the food, and they still cook it. Like, nah.
They be eating. What's that? He's spitting out cat hair and stuff. No, I'm cool.
See, I'm gonna go to jail that day.
Honestly, though, I'm kind of loose with it, though. I'll eat anybody's home cooking. Unless I just know you dirty. I mean, it's gotta, like, I gotta know it. But if I don't know it, I'll take a chance.
Yeah, and in my case, like my coworkers, like they all pretty solid, so
That's facts.
I'm cool. But yeah, I can see how people like, nah,
Nah, man.
ain't touching Becky's potato salad.
Man, look, let me tell y'all something, dog. Let me tell y'all something, man. I hate to even say this because this is the sweetest girl at the job, but she did us wrong.
How I felt about my story.
Man, look, man. She, look, yeah, now this is when I was working second shift. So I come in like 2 o'clock. It's a pan taco meat in the back, right? It was taco day or whatever, you know, they trying to give it up. I don't know. But it was just in the back. Like it was just sitting. It was on top of a refrigerator that we don't use. You feel me? It was just sitting there. Sour cream sitting out. Salsa, avocados, cheese, this dry ass taco meat, these cold ass tortillas. This all is just sitting out. I'm like, I know y'all brought this in here about 10 o'clock at the latest. Y'all brought this in here at 10 o'clock. It's 2 o'clock. Ain't nobody cover this motherfucker up. Ain't nobody warm it back up. Ain't nobody put the cold stuff in the fridge. Ain't nobody do none of this stuff. And it's just sitting here talking about some enjoy. My pleasure.
That's crazy.
But you said anybody, crazy.
I mean, was it just left there full? Like nobody ate it at all?
No, but some people ate it. Like it'd been rummaged through a little bit.
But did you make you a couple of tacos?
No, I ain't made no tacos.
But you said you give the benefit of the doubt, though.
No, but I just seen it. It just looked bad.
Yeah,
I don't think she dirty. It was just in a dirty spot. Okay. It was right there by the back door. We got the trash by the back door. So who knows how many flies came on? It was just crazy.
But if you heated it up, the heat would have killed the germs, man.
We don't have microwaves.
So it is a conspiracy theory that y'all microwave y'all chicken.
Yeah, it's a conspiracy theory. We really fry it.
All of it.
Yeah. I mean, the grilled chicken, we got a little bullshit grill.
No.
But yeah, we really fry all of it.
We need that recipe when you quit.
I'll bring you some coder. You got to figure out the seasonings on y'all. Or you just bring the ingredients, I guess, on the bag.
Facts. That's facts.
Dang. I do need DJ here to tell about the hot Cheeto chicken. I was just telling my dad about that earlier.
First of all, DJ, man, that was me.
Oh, that was you?
That was me.
Oh.
Who made hot Cheeto chicken?
Well, hey.
See, you on your way to getting fired next. See, I can't believe it.
You made hot Cheeto chicken?
Yeah. Me and him both did the same night. Like we
could. DJ did.
Huh?
You and DJ did.
Yeah.
Same house?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all use chicken breast or chicken thighs?
Nah, we use chicken legs.
Oh.
I don't appreciate the disrespect, Wade.
Hey, my bad, bro.
Write yourself up.
Yeah, dang. $10 fine. My bad.
But nah, the hot Cheeto chicken is definitely a banger. You know what I'm saying?
So, what you, like, you just put Cheetos in the bread?
Yeah, majority like Cheetos in the bread. Or you can just use the Cheetos as the bread, you feel me?
Oh, okay.
Like, if you crush it up and all that. But you gotta do it quickly. Like cook, like, bread in the chicken quickly, because you don't want the Cheetos to go stale just sitting there. That's the main thing.
Got it. All right, I was thinking right then.
Yeah, I definitely say go for it.
Yeah, because he was gonna use like hot. I can't think of the pork skins, hot pork skin.
Cracklings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that might work too, though. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I've seen a few people start using different kinds of chips now and all that. I don't know about all that, but, you know.
This is a lot of nigga shit, man.
Yeah.
Dorito fried chicken, that's crazy. Yeah,
they wasn't niggas, though.
Yeah, I done seen them white people in the woods on Snapchat. They made some Cool Ranch Dorito chicken.
Yeah, that's sick. Sounds amazing.
Right.
I mean, hey, would y'all eat pork chop Alfredo?
What?
Yeah. Just like a grilled pork chop on top of some Alfredo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with that. Grilled or fried, I'd eat it.
All right. I'm not alone then. I was feeling bad.
I mean, if it was just like a one-off, I mean, yeah. I don't eat pork chops like that or pork like that a lot anyway, so... I mean, if it was just like we just having like a special occasion, I'd try it. You know what I'm saying? Wouldn't be a regular thing.
I feel that. Pork chop.
Why are you quiet, D-Nail?
You about to make you some, bro?
No. I was just, you know, the hometown hero, Bryson Gray, he was on live on Instagram Talking about how the swine ain't clean. So I was just thinking about that. I'd be eating them pork chops though.
Yeah. Hey, wait.
And bacon.
Yep.
You know how you said, pepperoni. You know how y'all said bro code stopped me from blowing up, right?
What?
Conversation for another day.
You met Bryson Gray out in the streets.
Nah, I was just talking about a certain, you know, certain light-skinned nigga that breaks bro code.
Ooh, D-Nail? Wait, what?
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I can't remember the last time I broke bro code for real, for real. Besides what we was talking about before we started recording.
That's what I'm just being funny about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I had to bring it back. Like, how dare this nigga bring up breaking bro code?
That's, he ain't the bro no more, though.
Yo, y'all sick.
Oh, man. Speaking of hometown heroes, man. Bro, that book bag drive was surprising, bro.
Like, oh, I know, yeah, shout out to you on that, man. For bro. Real. Clap it up. I'm going to give him a call or something, man. For real. That's dope. Proud of you, bro.
It's kind of crazy for me to, like, think about it sometimes. Like, when they say, like, shit happens for a reason. Like, shit didn't work out with the school because they wasn't doing their part. And then I went back to the hometown and people showed love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was people that actually needed it. Like, we gave out 130 book bags.
Like, dang, y'all got that many out?
Yeah, like, that's it was cool. Like, people after I left, like, still hitting up, like, oh, you got some bags left. Like, they just kept going to the barbershop the next day. So,
yeah. Nice.
And we definitely gonna be pulling up next year. I feel like,
yeah.
I'll probably start doing the fundraising in like January next year.
Just gonna start, be big.
Right. Because I started in like late April, early May, and I ended up buying like 80 book bags and filling them up. And then my dad surprised me with the rest, like just to be a part of and all that. So it was lit. Yeah.
That's what's up.
So you know, met some old friends and all that. It was lit. That's all I can say. I will say that I hate being put on the spot. Like one girl came in there, like she gave, like, got a bag for her kids, and then she like recorded like a little short promo.
Mm-hmm.
And she put me on the spot and I didn't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, that's always like what the he had the rapper hands, the do nothing, like.
I didn't even watch the video. Someone said I looked like Ricky Bobby, and I didn't even want to watch it, dog.
That's why I don't like taking pictures. It's like, what do you do with your hands?
Facts. It was embarrassing. The video up there forever. But
that's what's up, man. I forgot my little cousin was still in grade school. So, I'm going to send her up there next year.
Say less.
She'll be going to the, seventh grade?
Oh, yeah. We had book bags for all the grades, too. So, that's when my dad came in clutch because he had, like, bigger kid book bags, too.
Oh, okay.
It definitely worked out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll send some your way next year.
But on to the last topic. The old school phone rules, man. These kids got it easy nowadays with having their own cell phones. They ain't got to deal with the landlines or, like, talking after 9 o'clock. And they can text, bro. And the reason I brought up this topic was because I saw a TikTok where it was, like, this kid was cupcaking and talking nasty on the phone. And, like, everybody else in the house had their phone listening. So he got caught.
I saw you sent that this.
I did send that to
y'all. Okay, yeah.
He was talking nasty to the chick, and his whole family was listening in on the phone call.
Man, D Nail back in.
You the only nigga I know with a flip phone still.
And my shit got a flashlight on it. This ain't no regular flip phone. And I got a big red button.
What's that? That's the M720?
Something like that. Press play. Old school phone rules. Yeah, first of all, you got to hang up like this.
Yep. That's the thing I miss. Somebody make you mad, just smack it. They hear it.
Facts.
Now all you can do is hit a button.
Facts. That slamming that thing closed, bro, it added the extra fuel that you needed to feel good.
Especially on the wall phones. Wall house phones.
There you go. Clank.
I ain't gonna flex. Have y'all ever been caught like on the landline saying some weird stuff? Not even just saying out of pocket stuff.
Nah, ain't really talked to like no girls on the landline phone like that. I was still younger. So it was just like me and like my homies, like in elementary school, like we'll call and like play Madden online before online. Like that was the extent of landline.
Man. I've been the annoying little brother. My big brother was on the phone with a chick. I get on the other phone in the other room, start talking.
That's wild. That's
yeah. My sister one time, I ain't never like told this story like ever. So allegedly, by the way. But she was trying to, I guess, Russian dial a phone number, I guess, to a dude, and the number was 919 or 989, whatever it was. She dialed 911.
Dang.
And then try to tell him like, hey, it was an accident. We don't need like nobody to come, and the cops came anyway. And they pulled off. Like when they pulled off, our parents pulled up. So they like just missed it.
Oh man.
Like literally it was like cops pulled off, turned, my parents pulled up and turned in the driveway.
Oh man.
She gotta wait just by this much,
bro. Yeah, literally, bro. It's about to be her ass. Ooh-wee. Man. That's
crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I was a menace for the I'll call you after 9 time, though, with cell phones. That was a terrible time for me.
Yeah. Well, they moved it to 7 later on in life.
Yeah.
3 minutes after 7 is crazy.
I ain't get my own cell phones like 11th grade, so. Middle school, high school, y'all had to call my mama phone.
Yeah.
Was it really ninth grade
for mine.
What phone were we using at your house in middle school?
What you say?
Who phone were we using at your house in middle school?
My brothers and my mom's.
Oh. That's a wild man. Wait, that's a wild man.
Who, Daryl?
You nigga.
Wait, why you say that?
You was a wild nigga in middle school.
I don't think so.
I can bring the moment up for the podcast.
Bring it up for the podcast. Refresh me, please.
Darnell was the nigga to show me that you could look up titties on the flip phone in middle school.
How, bro?
I'll never forget that shit. Nigga was like, yo, let me show you some crazy shit. Was pulling up porn sites that had nice ass titties. That's all I...
Hey, man, don't act like you ain't have the DVDs back then, man. Come on, dog.
Yeah, but DVD was proper for the time. Having that on the phone in 2006,
I was ahead of the game. I was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, I should have bought stock in your company.
Nigga tried to say, you got DVDs. DVDs was everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nigga had Black Ice Volume 83.
There's no reason I should have had them DVDs.
Hey, bro. Hey, but y'all if y'all ever dealt with it, the worst thing about calling another landline is like you got to talk to the parent to get to the girl.
Yep.
It's like, hey, Miss such and such, how you doing? And some of them want that whole conversation. Then it's like, hey, like, I just called to speak to Brianna. Like, and feel like talking to you. But that builds character because you figure out how to maneuver with older people.
Yeah. You got to be a man. Yeah, I called here for your daughter.
Yeah. Man, I was still getting called a jive turkey, even while introducing myself and talking on the phone.
Jive turkey. The prettiest girl in second grade, she had a home phone. She had her own line in her room. And I had that number. Yep.
Damn.
Right.
Her own line.
Man, she had her own line in Thomasville.
Damn. Damn,
that's yep. crazy.
I wasn't calling nobody unless my parents were gone. That was it.
Yeah, that wasn't till middle school for me.
I was about to say, because if I was calling someone on that landline and it was past 11, I'm whispering, girl, what's up? Like, I had to be on some Agent Cody shit. Like, I had to turn the volume down to all the phone.
Hey, man, I feel like we should have hit some old people up and, like, interviewed them. Like, what was it like talking to mama before I got on the phone? Like,
yeah. Hey, built character, bro. They ain't everybody now. They ain't even got to worry about that. You just call directly right. to the person. Right. It's no like, dang, I hope her dad don't answer. Hello?
Bro, because it's crazy.
Hey, hello? Hey.
I don't think people speak to Brianna the concept like that. We wasn't dialing area codes back then either.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Exactly.
And I find that so weird. Like, we were really just typing the last seven numbers and, you know, they go straight there.
And you can find numbers in the phone book.
Yep.
Everybody number.
Yeah. Well, it's like, yeah, I like Elizabeth. Let me find her people.
That's fast. I remember looking up, like, restaurants and stores, calling stores, like, from the phone book.
Yep.
But that's crazy. I can't remember the last time I used a phone book or anything.
No, I have. They sent one to my old apartment in High Point, and I just kept it just to, like, have it. Just for, like, nostalgia.
Money. That's going to be worth some money sooner or later.
Yeah, ain't got it no more.
We got a sealed phone book 2018.
Yeah. Really, you know, like, our phone book, right.
It's just like pay phones. I wish pay phones were still like a popular thing just because.
Yeah. It should be like for safety reasons. Man, I need phone real quick.
You can't always charge your joint. You can't always charge.
That's true. That's true, bro. Like, dang.
Yeah,
I just remember that free after nine era. Especially when the chick that you was talking to didn't have a phone. So they'd be like, don't call after nine.
Yeah. You remember they used to charge like 15 cents per text?
Yep.
See, it was 15 cents per text, but I used to buy the prepaid cards where you get a certain amount, 1,000 texts for $10. That Virgin Mobile.
Yeah, I'm right. Yeah.
Virgin Mobile. And just think, all them prepaid cards you bought, they done sent a nigga to the moon with that money. You got a very Virgin Space.
Bro, hey, I love Virgin Mobile. it was a good time.
Hey. Bro, you know who had the best phone commercial back then?
Who?
Boost Mobile.
I believe.
Where you at?
Okay.
Where you at?
Bro.
Yeah. Then my man on Verizon, he had can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
He switched sides too.
He switched the Sprint, I think. Sprint. Yeah, before they shut down.
Yeah.
They got balled out.
Right there. Shit, ain't, Shit ain't been the same.
That's crazy. So if you had to go with one phone company to advertise for, who would you go with?
Verizon.
Dang, I was going to say Verizon too, but I'll switch it.
I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say Spectrum.
I go with Cricket, man. Keep it in the hood, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Keep it in the hood.
Because with Spectrum, not only are we cheap, but we can't guarantee service like Cricket. You know what I'm saying? You get what you pay for.
Yeah, Spectrum, I'm gonna say Cricket. So was it for real that all the 989 numbers were Cricket?
Yeah.
And that was like, they got 99. Ew, they got Cricket.
Yeah, it was.
That's it.
You know what I used to love about getting my phone cut off by Cricket? I know that's a wild, statement, but they really used to, like, if your phone stayed off for a month, they would send you a card to activate it for another month free. So I just let it get cut off every other month. That last day, they'd be like, you haven't renewed for a new month. I just text everybody. All right, I'll holler at y'all when I see you. Wouldn't text people for a whole month.
They let you do that bridge payment too. You give them a little 20, you get a little extra 14 days.
Facts. Good times, man. Good times.
Yeah. Man, I miss Instant Messenger and AIM and all that. AOL.
Yeah, miss the chat rooms.
Yeah.
Nigga was Oco Space.
That nigga was in there. Age, sex, location.
Nah, I wasn't doing all that.
Oh, you were just talking random all together.
Yeah, just instant messaging, email. I got my first nude in the email. So.
That's beautiful. That's some real millennial shit right there. First nude in the email.
In the email. That's crazy. What, 8th grade? Yeah, 8th grade.
Put this nigga jersey in the rafters, bro. He got the first nude on the email.
Nah.
And mine, y'all know who it is. We ain't saying no names. We ain't exposing people.
I ain't seen no picture. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Start with a K.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, dog. Okay. I don't know.
I about to say, first nude came from the flip phone. That Virgin Mobile.
That girl was standing on the toilet.
Why do I remember that?
Terrible. Hey, why are you standing? I just thought. There's you butt naked on the toilet.
You know, she started dating a white dude in high school.
Really?
And then this white dude gonna come to me. He said, hey, man, I don't know you ever kissed a black girl before, but like big lips, big waist, man. I like that shit.
Damn. That's a crazy statement.
And the motherfucker, he used to smoke. Did he smoke out a pipe? Either smoked out a pipe and lit it with a match, or he smoked cigarettes and lit them with a match. But this motherfucker was all he was wild. This is the whitest of the white. He was a crazy white boy. Yeah.
he's still living before technology.
Yeah, he had the CD player with Johnny Cash on there.
Dang. CD players. That's another thing. I don't really miss CD players.
No, sirree. Not at all.
I'm good. Get the cheap one from Walmart with the color on the end of it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I miss MP3 every bump. Players.
Yeah, that's all I ever had.
I about to say, having your phone and the MP3 player separate, it was a good time.
And more space on your phone.
Facts.
All right. I never had an iPod, too.
That's crazy.
Man, yeah, in high school.
I still want one.
Get one. I feel like they're useful.
It was an iPod Touch. Robbery ring in high school. Niggas was it was a syndicate of niggas stealing iPod touches.
That's a story for another podcast. I gotta tell. That shit led to the worst ass whooping of my life.
You stole an iPod touch?
I didn't.
Oh,
but someone else did, and let me hold it.
Oh.
So I got to tell you.
We did take completely opposite paths because my friend stole an iPod Touch. I stashed that thing. I did. I didn't get caught with it. I put it away.
Nigga, that's crazy.
Bro, y'all should have stole me one.
Story. I don't know. I'll tell it soon, though. That's a good one. That's a real good one. But other than that, fellas, closing statements?
No, I feel like we gotta talk about something else. I don't think I got turned up enough. I ain't get hype enough.
All right,
your
episode, man.
I got two.
All right, random question I asked in class the other day. So, who'd you rather hang out with? 4-year-olds, 16-year-olds. People our age or 70-year-olds?
70
old people.
Yeah.
No babies, no people our age, no teenagers.
I'm trying to get put in that wheel.
Tired of niggas.
I'm trying to get left the house.
What's wrong with the 4-year-olds? They too loud.
40-year-olds, they think we still kids. See, that gets into my random rant for the evening. I was at the bar. And I seen this lady I knew from when I was a kid. And she saw me. Oh, hey. And she's over here. She's trying to convince me, because the way I know her, she shouldn't be drinking. But she trying to convince me that she don't be drinking. But obviously, you be drinking because, you know, we here at the bar. And, like, I had to tell her like three times. I said, I'm about 30. Don't say that. No, you're not listening to me. I don't care how old you want to feel. I ain't a little boy, all right? You feel me? You got these unseemingly niggas coming up to my section talking to you. Weird white boys talking to you, acting like you not fucking everybody up in here. Skedaddle.
Not skedaddle.
Skedaddle. Scram.
Skedaddle. You fucking daddle.
Oh, man. But yeah, I would hang with the old people too. They be cool. They be telling stories and stuff, lying.
Yeah.
They gotta be cool, white people, though, because I've worked with old people at my old job, right?
They can be old black people.
Yeah, them old white people. I've been called nigger too much.
See.
I worked for one lady, and she was just like, it was time for her to get changed. And the lady, I called the little nurse in there, and the lady shit on herself. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'm walking out of here. But the CNA walked in and tried to change her, and she hit the CNA. And so the CNA was African, so she walked her ass back. She was like, I was like, oh, they just be throwing it out there, dog.
Yeah, that's all she knew to say.
That's all she knew to say.
Take her back to Jim Crow.
Alright, wrap it up.
Hey, y'all, mom, I got a nursing home story to share next time.
Bet.
I'll save it next time.
That's definitely a topic for the next podcast. Crazy old people story.
Yeah, man. Lady scared me half to death, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna redeem the old white people real quick one time. So the old white man that taught me how to work on refrigerators, he lost his key to some shed he had, right? So he brought out the flamethrower, the blowtorch, and he gonna melt the locks off, right? But it's like we in public, so of course somebody called the cops on us, right? And he breaking into his own shit, so the cops come. He parked like in a way that was like the truck was blocking the street, so it looked suspicious. So we come out from around the truck. He say, "Don't shoot. I'm with my brother."
Hey,
keeping me safe.
That's racist.
All right, nah. We out.
That's racist. That's racist.
Don't shoot.
It's funny, but it's racist.
Nah, I appreciated that. I was like, yeah, it's, that's my dog.
He saved the day. He did it in a racist way, but, you know, he did it.
Yeah, they're about to put about 10 in you, bro.
Oh, man.
And he was the one holding the flamethrower.
Yeah, he was. Yes, he was.
They're going to see that black man before they see that flamethrower.
Oh, yep. Shit.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah. If nobody ain't got nothing else, it's been a smooth episode. Yeah. We are looking for a new fourth member. DJ.
Preferably somebody with hair.
Facts. Bald-headed ass nigga. You know, DJ, you know, you're...
Hey, he gonna hear this and kick our ass.
That letter's in the mail.
Come on, baby, DJ. You good, dog. Come on. Whenever you're ready, dog. Come on, whenever you're ready, dog.
He's out of here. New member on the way.
Shout out, Caleb.